Good morning to all of you, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and today we are gathered as we remember the life and we celebrate the life of our dear brother in Christ, Virgil Butch Spener, who was a beloved child of God, but also a beloved husband and a father and a grandfather and a great-grandfather and a friend to almost everybody in this community and such an important part of our congregation here at Trinity. And we gather in hope. We gather in joy. We do mourn, but we don't mourn like those who have no hope. We know that Jesus has conquered death, and we know that where Butch has gone, that we will be someday too. And so we look forward to that, and so the service will have that joyful theme to it today. Everything that you'll need for our order of service is printed for you in your bulletin, and that even includes the words to the hymns. We're going to be singing lots of hymns today, just various verses of each one, and so all of that is printed for you. You can follow along right there in the bulletin. And so I'll invite the congregation to be seated, and we will begin with our opening hymn, "Behold a Host Arrayed in White." Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Butch was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And at this time, we will continue our service as we recite together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You may be seated. We now sing, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Butch and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading today comes to us from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the busyness that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we sing now, "What Wondrous Love Is This?" Our epistle reading today is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning with verse 14. "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now we will join together in speaking the words of our faith, which Butch shared among us many, many times. We will do so using the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. May be seated.
Blood for my soul. It is well.
to the family and friends of Butch Spenner. To those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate his long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Elaine, Butch's beloved wife and partner for 70 years, what a blessing. And to the rest of your family gathered here as well, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words that you just heard the men's choir sing are, in my mind, an extremely fitting description of Butch's entire life. 94 and a half years worshiping his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the day when he was baptized, just a two-week-old infant, until the day that he was called into glory last Wednesday. It is well. It is well with my soul. To me, the Butch that I had the pleasure of knowing over these last 8 years has been the absolute perfect embodiment of that phrase. The way that he lived his life showed that he had that kind of peace, peace like a river, and that no matter what was going on, it was well. It was well with his soul. So I'd say it was almost perfect that the men's choir was able to put that song together in just a short amount of time so that we could sing it this morning. And I say almost perfect because the only thing that would have made it a little bit better is if Butch had been up there with us, like he had been so many times for so many years, singing in the men's choir and in the mixed choir here at Trinity. You know, I know he missed not, you know, being able to go up there. The stairs kind of got to the point where it was a little bit too much for him to climb. But I will say, from my point of view, from my vantage point in the front of the church, I still saw the kind of joy that was on his face. And he'd sit in the pew and he would sing praises to the Lord even from downstairs. He had this amazing look about him. And I think we all know what that look is. There's this twinkle that was always in his eye, and there was always that big toothy grin, you know? And you can see it. You can see it on all these pictures that are up in the windowsills and over there in the overflow room. And you can see it if you come over to the luncheon. There's a whole bunch of other pictures set up over there. And it's just that same face, that same look of joy. 94 and a half years of life and experience, right? And all these pictures come from different points in that long life, but you just keep seeing that face, that joy. It is well. It is well with his soul. I also want to say personally that it has been a great honor to be Butch's pastor for the last 8 years. You know, ministry can be a little bit unpredictable at times, and as a congregation, as a community, as a village here in Hoyleton, we try to do life together as a family, and that means that we experience lots of joys and lots of sorrows, lots of high highs and low lows and everything in between, and you never quite know exactly what's going to happen next. But I'll say this, throughout all of that, ever since I've lived here, one thing that has remained constant and consistent is that I know that Butch would always give me, as his pastor, unwavering support and encouragement. I always appreciated that week after week, I knew if I had an opportunity to shake his hand and have a little conversation with him, maybe just for a couple seconds going out of the church in the narthex, he would come to me with that look, with that joy on his face, and he would say something kind. He would make a remark or a joke about the sermon that I preached that day. He would sometimes just look me right in the eye and say, "Keep up the good work." I just so appreciated those words from him. Or sometimes, because Butch was Butch, sometimes he would come up to me and shake my hand and say something in German. And I didn't always know what he was saying. I mean, I know a few German words, but I just assume, because he had that look on his face, that he was saying something very nice to me. And by the way, speaking of German, there is one German phrase that Butch would use pretty often that I actually do know the meaning of. It's honestly kind of along the same lines of saying, "It is well with my soul." Some of you Spenners and I were talking about this the other day, that Butch was known to, every once in a while, look at a situation that he was in. Maybe it'd be a difficult situation, but he had this ability to just kind of step back and look at it all, and he would utter this phrase, "Mach's nix." I don't know if I pronounced that right, but he would kind of just shrug his shoulders and say, "Mach's nix. It doesn't matter." Literally, it makes nothing. It makes no difference. Mach's nix. And I am convinced that it was Butch's faith in Jesus Christ that allowed him to say that in so many different circumstances in his life. The contentment that he had in Jesus, the rock-solid foundation of faith under his feet, knowing that nothing could ever snatch away God's promises from him, and that is one of the things, that is the main thing that allowed him to just take all of life in stride. Bad news? Mach's nix. Not feeling good? Especially during these last few months, Mach's nix. Going through lots of big life-changing things, like when he had to go overseas and fight in Korea for his country. Or just little things on a much smaller scale, all of the normal, you know, frustrations and problems that come up when you dedicate your life to a farm and a family. Mach's nix. Why? Because for 94 years, it was well. It was well with his soul. And that's what allowed him to have an attitude toward life that I'm sure for a lot of us seemed almost superhuman when you would look at it. To be able to raise his children without really ever having to raise his voice. To be able to be a wonderful, loyal, committed husband to Elaine for 70 years and to never go to bed angry with her. To be so patient when other people's mistakes and accidents caused him problems and sometimes maybe even caused him little injuries along the way, and he would be so patient. Mach's nix. To be so dedicated to the lives of his grandchildren and great-grandchildren that he would never hesitate to get down on the floor and play with them or to travel to all of their different events or even just to sit back and look at the wall every December and see how every child was represented with a stocking, which lately has taken up pretty much the entire room. It's really a sight to be seen. Are these things easy? Were they easy for Butch to do? Not necessarily. But shying away from hard work was never part of Butch's DNA. And having the perspective that he had, which came from the gospel, trusting in what he knew that our Lord Jesus Christ had already done for him, he was willing to take on all kinds of earthly burdens because the Easter resurrection of Jesus makes all of these earthly things seem so small and so insignificant in comparison. His faith in Jesus is what gave him that ability to keep on singing, "It is well. It is well with my soul." In our epistle reading that we just heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, St. Paul teaches us what Butch already knew. That when it comes down to it, our Christian hope in the resurrection of the dead is the thing, the only thing that gives this life any meaning whatsoever. Paul says in verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Later in verse 19, he says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Another way of saying that, if Paul was able to speak German, would be that without Easter, everything in life mocks nix. It doesn't matter. You know, it's already hard enough for us to be have to sit in this sanctuary today and to have to look up here at this casket and wrap our minds around this idea that somehow Butch isn't going to be here among us anymore. Someone who has been such a pillar of this community and this congregation. It's hard for us to say goodbye to somebody like that. But can you imagine how much worse it would be if we did not have the assurance from God that we would someday see him again? If we didn't know that we would one day stand right beside him before the throne of the Lamb and hear his voice singing again, except this time in the heavenly choir? Since Jesus has conquered death for us and has taken our sins away, and because he has risen from the dead and has ascended to the right hand of his Father and ours, we can have the joy of the Lord even as we are here mourning Butch's passing. We can have the look. We can have a twinkle in our eye. We can have a smile on our face. We can open our mouths and sing hymns of joy, and we're singing lots of hymns of joy in this service today. We can look death square in the face and say, mox nix. It doesn't matter. But what does matter, what matters more than anything, is what Paul says to wrap up this passage in verse 22. In Christ shall all be made alive. That was Butch's hope, right up until the very end. It brings me great joy to be able to stand here today and to tell you about the last conversation that I ever had with Butch Spenner before he passed away. God's perfect timing led me to being at Butch and Elaine's house for a visit just about, 12 hours before he passed away. And I am so thankful for that, because we got to pray together one more time. We got to have communion one more time. But one of the last things that we talked about was about the Lord's Prayer. We talked about how in the Lord's Prayer, we always pray, but deliver us from evil. And I was talking about how in our Luther's small catechism, Martin Luther explains in that petition what we're praying for. One of the things is that finally, when our last hour comes, that God would give us a blessed end. And we sat around the table and we talked for a little while about what a blessed end might look like. And Butch said this. He said, how wonderful would it be to fall asleep and then wake up in heaven? And that night, that is exactly what happened. Thanks be to God. That was Butch's mindset on that last day. In spite of all of the difficulties he was facing and the weakness he was feeling in his body, he wasn't worried about it. He wasn't anxious about it, because in the end, it mocks nix. It doesn't matter. It was well. It was well with his soul. And now that Jesus has called him into heaven, that is more true today than it has ever been before. And the same Savior who comforted Butch and brought peace to Butch does the same for each and every one of us. We trust in the Lord, both now and forever. And when we do, it is well. It is well with our souls. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We now join together in singing our next hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Butch Spenner and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Butch, and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life, bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace, in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and we will now sing our closing hymn, Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing.